All right, welcome to Grace Baptist Church, Tuesday night. Presented, love that too. Go ahead and stand with me. We're going to sing a couple of songs together. Selected to reflect thankfulness to the Lord. And for today, for the first song, we're going to do Count Your Blessings to start us off. We're going to do the first, the second, and the fourth verse. Again, the first, second, and fourth verse of song number 439. Here we go.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings in them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord.
Here we go.
Count your blessings in them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
I'm the second.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing in those days go by. Count your blessings, them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
In the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all.
Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you through your journey.
With us tonight, and trust that as we go through the service, it'll be a blessing to you. It'll be a different kind of service. It's not a normal midweek service. It's really not a normal anything service. It's a prayer, praise, and pie night. So things are a little different. But I would, as we go through the service, I would ask you to be thinking about praises, because we'll have a place in the service for praises. This is Thanksgiving. We need to give thanks. That's what Thanksgiving's about. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to do that. But right now we're going to pray and ask the Lord's blessing together. So let's bow our heads, let's pray. Father, I do pray that you would bless the service tonight, Lord, and all the different aspects, all the different things we try to do. We admit, Lord, it's different than what we normally do, which makes it maybe kind of unique or maybe kind of odd, depending on how you look at it. But Lord, we want you to be glorified and honored regardless, even though it's a little different. And we want it to be a blessing to those who's here. And so I pray that you bless our time here. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Okay, you may be seated. Now we're going to go to song number 441. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. And we're going to do the first and the third verse. Again, the first and the third verse of song number 441. Here we go.
Great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness.
Now we're going to go for one that's in a, it's not in the book. It is How Great Thou Art. Should be on the wall. Hopefully it will be on the wall. There it is. It's on the wall. And we are going to do the first and the third verse. Again, the first and the third verse of the song How Great Thou Art. Here we go.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I am alone.
I apologize. I had a different version tempo-wise in my head, and I'm not going to make an entire church of people do something different just because I did it wrong. Okay? I apologize to you for that. So we take this one a little bit slower, I guess, right? Okay. So I'll let you start us off. I had a faster version in my head, but it's so much faster, I'm not going to drag you through it. That's not fair. Okay, so, my fault. We'll do that one more time. Totally on me. Sing it out nice and loud. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider
on the chorus, we're going to go a cappella. On that third verse on the chorus, we're going to go a cappella. All right, here we go. On that third verse. We got that queued up. Here we go.
And when I think that God is done not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Here we go, a cappella, ready?
Then sings my soul, my Savior, your God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you for singing.
For this gift of breath and life, we give you thanks. For this church, this community gathered here to worship, we give you thanks. For your creation, the changing seasons, falling leaves, we give you thanks. For your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your love, we give you thanks. In our weakness, we thank you. For your power is made evident. In our failures, we thank you. For your grace is sufficient. Even in the trials, through the struggles and pain, as you form us into who you want us to be, turning our mess into your message. Today and every day, we give you thanks.
All right, let me read some scripture to you and talk to you just for a moment, and then I'm going to open the floor up for some praises. Psalms 100 says this: make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now watch. Come before His presence with singing. That's what we just did a few moments ago. We came before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Now watch the next verse. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endure to all generations. So the Bible tells us that we approach the Lord in a particular way. Sometimes we think that praising maybe and thanksgiving and singing are just time fillers. Things we do just to kind of eat up some clock time so we can get through either our private devotions or through a church service like this. But these things we do because they please and honor the Lord. You know, when you are singing, especially the last verse, how great thou art, I stopped and I looked around. And I thought, I wonder if the Lord right now is leaning over heaven listening to us. I think He is. I think He enjoys hearing His people praise His name. Through song, but also through testimony. And the Bible is very specific. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is obviously a holiday. It's a family time. It's a time we think about all the meal and all the different festivities. But it's also a time that we enter into the courts of God, into His presence, and we praise Him. And so it's rightful and proper that we do this at all times, but especially on a national holiday that we call Thanksgiving. Should we not be thankful to the Lord? And so I want to go, we're not going to belabor it, but I want to go around and give people opportunity to give thanks. It could be for, obviously we're thankful for our salvation. That's always right and proper. But it could be your family, it could be the nation, it could be something happened this year, it could be a multitude of things. But if you would like to do that, we want to give you that opportunity so that Number one, you get to give the thanks. And number two, we get to join you in that and being thankful for what the Lord has done. So I'll start. Whoever puts their hand up first, that's where I'll start at, and then we'll just move through the room. All right, Brother Myers.
Certainly for salvation, but also another year of strength and
health. Amen. Amen. We take that for granted sometimes. Thank God for that. All right, who else has something they would like to give their, be thankful for? Mike.
Sure. So this is going to sound like more of like a carnal thing, but it really isn't. Like I'm going to spare you like all the backstory that really like builds this up. But this morning, I don't know if anybody's heard. So I was dealing with a lot of like sewer issues and like digging a bunch of stuff up, and it was really rough. And it was problem after problem after problem. And there were a bunch of prayers that were seemingly unrelated to that were definitely unrelated to the sanitation system. And of course, we all think we know best, and we think like how the Lord should fix our problems, right? And what's interesting is there was no common, like in their human minds, there was no common denominator between all of the issues separate from the sanitation system. And I knew, I had a tip from Paul Becker that something was going to go on, right? So I'm in a meeting, and I hear some loud noise outside, and it's Bill on a massive excavator, and getting off of his trailer and basically finishing up the project that would have taken me, if I didn't rent heavy equipment, hours and hours and hours to do. And long story short, I'll spare you guys the backstory. If you want to hear it, I'd be happy to share. But they finished this while I was working, and it actually was an answer to prayer to like probably three other things that had nothing to do with sanitation. And so then after work, it's about 5 o'clock, I'm sitting down and I'm still trying to finish some work. And I just, throughout the day, I kept looking in the backyard and just absolutely blown away by how God can use his people to answer prayer that we're not even sharing with anybody else. And it's just, I'm really thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing. All right. Got time for a few more, maybe. Lori. All right. Thankful for friends. That's good. Thank you, Lori. Bill.
Thankful for the Lord answering prayers.
Amen.
You can answer. It may take a while or what have you, different ways of seeing, but it does happen. You can deliver.
Amen. He hears and he answers. We're not always asking, and sometimes we're not always patient, but he does hear and he does answer. Praise the Lord for that. Let's do a couple more. Kevin? Amen. God has given you a wonderful family, hasn't he? Right behind you for you, Brother Becker. Laura. I know that's not how you're supposed to say it, but I'll say Laura. I'm glad it's a blessing to you. Because who knows who's listening, right? So, amen. All right, Brother Becker.
Well, I'm thankful for salvation. That's the first thing, because that's what changes your whole life. And I'm also thankful for just really good, like, lifelong friends. My dad's best friend was Dick Pongo. I don't know how many people would know that. But we're like another generation beyond him. And me and Billy got to spend
Amen.
I'm grateful to have friends. I mean, the alternative is to be by yourself. And I love friends. And I love her a long time, too. But I'm grateful for my friends. And
amen.
Billy was there. It was a great day together. And, you know, you don't know how many days you're going to have. So it was so many things reminded me of Dick and stuff, too, riding around today. It was just, we had an awesome time.
Amen. Erica. Amen. Friends are great. Christian friends are even better, aren't they? Amen. I got one, but I'm going to wait till mine to the end so I don't miss anyone. Pat?
I'm thankful. I watched a movie, a Christian movie, about they were Asian people, and they couldn't be caught praising the Lord. So they sat in a circle outside, and they mouthed a Christian song without a voice. And they mouthed praising the Lord without a voice. And here in America, we can praise the Lord all we want to. People can make fun of us, but we can still do it.
Amen.
We can have a Bible, and we don't have to worry that somebody will break our door down and arrest us like in other countries.
Amen.
So I praise God that I live in this country.
Amen. Praise God for those who do it when they don't have the freedom, and praise God for the freedom to do it. Both of those are a blessing, aren't they? All right. Anyone else, real quickly? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. And family is the right word. There's something about church that it's like a family, and we're thankful for it. All right. I'll go through one more time. I don't want to someone get mad and say that I refuse to call on them. Natalie, I see a hand. What'd she say? Oh, nice, nice. Thank you, Natalie. Well, I'm just going to quickly mention something I mentioned Sunday. I don't want to repeat the whole thing, but I am very thankful for my wife. I mentioned that Sunday morning, in the morning message, I believe, about her testimony and how it had an impact there in her church in Victory, and kind of how it, and I told you, they hired me because of her. They didn't know me, they knew her. And truth is, I mean, she could have, it didn't matter who she married, they were going to hire him because they wanted her to come back. And so I'm thankful for her testimony, her faithfulness. And the truth is, every preacher says it, and it's always true, that you don't go far in the ministry unless you have a wife behind you that's supporting you and helping you and encouraging you and kicking you and whatever else is needed to get you going forward. But I am very thankful for my wife. All right. So here's what I want to do next. We have one more video. And then after this video, I'm going to call a couple men up. They're going to lead us in prayer. And then after the end of the prayer, I'll come up and I'll let you know how we're going to go back for the pie. So let's get the lights off. One more video, please.
Daniel was a man of God who was an advisor to a king. One day, some men who were jealous of Daniel convinced the king to issue an edict that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to the king, would be fed to hungry lions. And yet, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. And three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Faced with the hungry mouths of lions, Daniel gave thanks. Paul was a Christian leader during a very dangerous time for the church. He had to leave the city of Philippi after facing mounting persecution and an illegal imprisonment. And all of that persecution was then inherited by the Philippian church. And yet, in his letter to the church, he says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Faced with violence, prison, even death, Paul told the church to give thanks." Prayer and thanksgiving can't be separated. It's as if the only real prayers must be spoken with gratefulness. How else are we to pray without ceasing unless we are living a life of continual thanks? In all situations, at all times, thanking God for everything. You see, the gift of prayer, this privilege of communing with our Creator, is our opportunity to show our complete submission to God's will, in sorrows and joys alike, in all things, in every prayer. There must be one constant, Lord God. Thank you.
going to solemnify then our service in a time of prayer. So I'm going to ask three men to come and help lead us. Brother Cleveland, if you'll come, and Brother Warner, and then Brother Myers. If you just come to the altar, you can just kneel there and pray out loud. I have each pray at a different time. So, Brother Warner, if you'll pray first, and then Brother Cleveland and Brother Myers, if you'll close us. And since you're closing, if you'll also pray for the food we're about to have. When they're done praying, I'll just probably just get up and just say we're dismissed. But the pie will be back in the junior church room. The fellowship hall is set up. But I think it's right and proper, now that we've praised Him, to bring those praises directly to Him and pray. Pray for the things we've mentioned. Praise Him for the things we've mentioned. And pray for the upcoming holidays as well as the upcoming year. If the Lord tarries His coming, that He continues to bless and use us. So if each one of you will pray, and then Brother Myers, when you finish, if you also pray for the food.
Everything that we see through our eyes, you created, you knew would exist. You have intimate knowledge of everything that we see, everything that we do. You have a love for us that's greater than anything before we even knew who we are. And just pray that we keep our eyes fixed upon you and just try to do everything that we can through faith. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, just thank you for holidays coming up, what it means. A lot of countries don't have anything to be thankful for like we do. Just thank you for the church we have, freedom of religion, the freedom to speak our minds, the freedom that you gave to our country. I thank you for the heritage that we have, for the food that we have, for all the nice things that we have that other people don't have. And thank you for the church, for my salvation, for my family, just for all the things that we take for granted. And as that, we just remember that over Thanksgiving and also as we go into Christmas, thank you for coming. You didn't have to. And I just thank you for this opportunity to get together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we think about lots of different things this time of the year. Lord, we think about the trials and tribulations of life. Certainly, Lord, we can let those things well up around us and get so deep, Lord, we can barely hold our head up out of the water. Lord, there's times that the trials and tribulations of life get so overwhelming, Lord, even this time of the year, Lord, during the holidays when we should be happy and should be looking for things, Lord, just be pleasing to you, Lord. We can lose our focus, Lord, and think about those trials and tribulations. And I know in this room tonight, Lord, there's some that are going through some deep trials and tribulations. But Father, I think about those times, Lord, when we reach our hand to yours and you pull us up out of that muck and the mire, Lord. And we think about our salvation, and surely anybody in this room tonight that's saved, Lord, can just celebrate that and just praise your name. And just, Lord, it just puts a spring in our step and a smile on our face. And Lord, it just lets us know that if nothing else, Lord, we're loved by you. We meant enough to you, Lord, that you would leave heaven and die for us, Lord, because you'd rather die for us than to live without us. So tonight, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to think about those things. And as we get ready to go into the rest of the holidays, Lord, especially Christmas, Lord, Lord, it's about you. And I just pray that you'd help us keep our focus that way and not get so concerned about the trials and tribulations of life, Lord. We know those are going to happen. Lord, that's why we have a church family. That's why we have you and each other, Lord, so that we can share those burdens, Lord, and just make life a little easier. So, Father, I pray tonight that as we think about these things, we ponder what we've seen tonight, what we've heard tonight, and we've heard these different praises, Lord. We trust that you're you're pleased with those things that you've heard tonight, Lord. I think it just puts a sweet smell in your nose. And Lord, I think you'd like to hear us praise your name for all that you do. And I just pray that now as we go into our food and fellowship time, Lord, that you just help us to remember these things and to ponder these things and to think about them often and think about our Savior, we pray. In Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, guys. All right, in the back there is, obviously, there's in the junior church room and the table set up, the pies are there. There is plates and all that stuff. And then there'll be coffee, there'll be milk, there's whipped cream and ice cream as well. Now, I would ask you to do one thing. Sit beside someone, okay? There's plenty of chairs back there. Don't find a corner all by yourself. Sit by someone and talk to them. This is a good time of fellowship, so I encourage you to do that. Appreciate you being out. I think that's everything we need to cover, and now we'll do the pie, and you are dismissed.